Karen Hurley is here from Local Family Events. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Getting ready for Easter.
Oh, dear me. We've just had Christmas and now you're talking Easter.
I know, it goes so quickly. It's like it goes on forever and then February just dances away.
It disappears completely. So it is the 1st of March, ladies and gentlemen. Let's have a look at those Easter events, starting with a bit of a red nose event.
There is. So this is all the stuff that's going on this month. So we've got the Red Nose event happening at Ascot Football Club. And they've got an event on the Saturday, the 16th of March, where they've got like zorbing. They've got those inflatable assault courses and loads of challenges and games and stuff. It sounds quite fun. All for a good cause. On the 17th, there is the Big Fish, Little Fish Family Rave. This is down in Farnham Mortings. I did go to this with my kids when they were a lot younger. It is a lot of fun. There's a lot of noise. So you've got children that get overwhelmed and maybe get them some headphones. But it is a really, really good fun party.
Does that mean that we have to do the Big Fish yellow box kind of scenario?
Oh, you've got to do all of that.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough.
Think lots of bubbles and flashing lights. It's fantastic.
Fabulous.
On the opposite end of the select spectrum, or at that weekend, on the 16th and 17th, is the Tractor Rally at Rural Life's Living Museum. This is quite a nice one, especially if you've got those kids that love a bit of tractor time, climbing on them and all sorts. It's a really good day out there anyway. There's a couple of sessions with Farnham. They're doing some Farnham and Bloom sessions. They used to do these amazing sessions in the allotments, but they're now dotting them around the community instead. There's a Farnham and Bloom Community Day, which is running in Gosforth Meadows, and then they've got some other events going around Hale and some other places, Bagshotley as well. Trackmaster are running a number of events over this month in Fleet and then also in Alton. On the 30th of March, there's some family bingo. Do you like a bit of bingo?
Eyes down, ladies and gentlemen. Legs 11. Is it legs 11? I don't know. I did that once, by the way. I did a bingo
night. You were cooler.
And I was told not to do the cliches.
Oh.
I was most upset.
Not fun, is it? Mm. So this is going to be with Jiggly Wiggly Events in Ash, which is a great,
great
name, isn't it?
Great.
Fantastic.
I'm pinching that.
And then there's party nights and Back to the 90s at the Logging Lounge. And they've always got all their jazz nights and comedy nights and stuff down there as well, which is fantastic. I send my husband there in the holidays to go and work in the Logging Lounge so that I don't have to keep the kids so quiet in the house. The Mama's Village, so they've been running in Cambly and Derby Green forever. But they're now opening up in Fleet Church, Crookham as well. So they've got their like baby massage classes and sensory classes and antenatal classes and stuff, which sounds lovely. The Gruffalo and geocaching is still going on with their Go Ape and stuff. We did the Gruffalo activity trail. It is much smaller than their previous trail, so it's actually really easy to do with younger children, because sometimes if the trail's going on and on, the kids get bored very quickly. But this is probably doable in about half an hour. So it's quite a nice one, and obviously they can go and play in the parks. Well, there's some forest bathing going on at Winkworth Arboretum. With you, like
forest bathing.
Forest bathing. Just go and chill.
Oh, okay, right, yeah, yeah. Okay.
The nice stuff. Daisy First Aid have got a number of different first aid courses in Fleet, Hook, Camberley, and they've also running a load online. They'll come into your business or whatever as well and run first aid courses for you. Glide Balance bike classes are running in Farnham again. These are those classes that are like the balance bikes and stuff, and they get you pedalling, and they're guaranteed to get your children pedalling, otherwise you can come back for free. Merlin's places are open, so I know it's very cheap at the moment. So I know Chessington Zoo and Sea Life Centre are open until March before the theme park opens, but like places like Thorpe Park, they're selling their early bird tickets. It's £29 a ticket at the moment, and booking in advance, which is like a massive saving. And don't forget, places like Legoland and Chessington, they do preschool passes and preschool tickets. So a preschool ticket at Chessington is £29 for an adult and a preschooler to go down for the day. And then Legoland, I think it's £59 for the year. So you can go down with your preschooler and it's £59 for the year. And then you can go, you know, I think it's like Monday to Friday, not in school school holidays. But, you know, it's still a really, really good value day out, isn't it? Rural Life is open. And then for Mother's Day, Merlin are running a number of 2-for-1 deals at things like the London Eye, Madame Two Swords, London Dungeon, Sea Life Centre, etc., etc. And yeah, they're just doing 2-for-1, so you can go and take your mum.
We've got some listings here for Easter.
Yeah, so I'll start off with the Surrey Hills Spring Festival. So it's running at the Royal Life Living Museum. So these guys used to be off in Guildford, but they've now come this way a bit. They've got loads of fun activities for that weekend of the 6th and the 7th. Think kind of like all those oldie-worldy crafts that you would have done, and they have reenactments and things. It's a really lovely day out. There is also Easter at Warwick Castle if you want to be able to travel along a little bit further. But I know they've got their massive trebuchet up and running, so you can go and see that firing. They've got Easter egg hunts and then all the other activities you normally get at Warwick Castle. They're, on the 13th of April is the Founders Day at Rural Life. And then they've got Spring into Nature Day. And this is run by the Thames Valley Basin team. And these are in Yateley Common and Lightwater. They normally have loads of crafts and activities. It's a completely free day, which is lovely. And they also said to keep an eye on their website because they'll be running some of their fire awareness courses in the forest as well. Their last year, they were in Farnham and Wildmoor, but they haven't released the exact dates. So you have to keep an eye on it. But they get the fire service down and they teach about, you know, how to keep the forest fires from happening, which is a nice educational thing. There's some Easter family fun days in Bracknell. Obviously, you've got donutting on Aldershot Ski Slope, which is always a good fun day out. There's some Nerf Commando battles going on in Alton. So this was a pop-up event. So we did this in the last holidays. They give the kids their Nerf gun. They set up loads of inflatable stuff to go and hide behind, and they have massive battles. For the little ones, Busy Lizzie are running their Easter sessions in Camberley and Sandhurst area. So they've got like drawing classes and stuff. They've got Easter theme, but then all their other classes are still running. There's the Easter Blooming Kids activities I mentioned earlier. Over Easter, they're running in Badshot Lee. There is an Easter trail at Frogmore Infant School. So this will be picking up your tickets from the Derby Green Centre, and you've got a little trail and a prize at the end. National Trust, they always do amazing Easter trails in all of them. So Hindhead Common, they know that Hatchlands Park, The Vine and Winkworth Arboretum have all got Easter egg hunts. There is the discos at roller skating discos, and also their lessons, roller skating lessons at the Places Leisure in Camberley. First Saturday of the month is the disco. So if you're looking for something a bit more fun. And Row Hill have got a number of different events. They've got a spring wreath making event and also an egg hunt. Go and have a look at the listings to find out about that. And then just around the corner at Squire's Garden Centres in Farnham, there's the Create and Grow sessions. And these are things like pottery painting and planting flowers and things, which is quite nice. The Surrey Heath Museum, this is down by Obelisk Way, they're doing some Easter bunny hunts. And then in the town centres of Farnborough and also in Aldershot, there's their Easter extravaganzas, which are the big things that the council put on in the town centres. Tice's Meadow are running a big Easter bunny trail. And also some pond dipping as well. So you can go down that. If you don't know where Tice's Meadow is, it's just off the BVR. It's kind of where Farnham and Aldershot meet down that way. Explorer Orienteering is running. This is run by Waverley Council, and it's in Cranley, Godming and Farnham Parks. And this is like a massive free orienteering session. West Greenhouse, which is like the massive, beautiful house and gardens in Hartley Whitney, they're running a Easter wreath workshop. They're doing an Easter bunny trail, and they've also got a petting zoo in, so you can go down with the kids and have a nice cream tea, go and pet the animals, which sounds nice. There's Easter Egg Explorers, which is a thing run by the Wildlife Trust at Windsor Great Park. And then Yateley Common have got an Easter trail running in the common, and I believe this is £5.85 per trail, I believe, and that you get the prize at the end. They're also going to be the Easter Scarecrow Trail in Yateley, and One World Animals are back. They're running their animal sessions handling. They've got like reptiles and all sorts of cute things to cuddle. And they're running those in Wokingham and Old Windsor.
Fabulous. Karen Hurley is my guest this morning here at Bee Radio with local family events. Now then, we looked at Easter, some of the events going on. Let's have a look at some of the holiday camps and workshops. So drop some of these down, by the way. Here we go.
So if you've got a child over the age of 8, Hawley Sailing Lake are back open again in the Easter holidays, and they're running sailing courses for 8 all the way up to, I think it's like 15, 16 year olds. And they do all the RBA sailing courses so that you can build your child up, and they get a little qualification, which is nice. Aldershot Ski Slope are open, and they're doing their ski camps and their snowboarding camps. They do integrate a little bit of donutting there, so it's not a dry all day doing the same activity. Boogie Pumps Theatre Camps will be running. Have a look at their sites. They've got them in Farnham, Camberley, Woking and Guildford. Stagecoach, they're all running their holiday camps too, so take a look. We've got them in Farnborough, Camberley and in Bracknell as well. They're doing quite nice camps, actually. Yem Theatre School, go and have a look at their website for their details. They're always doing camps. They're usually in Fleet. I haven't got the details, but I know that they're bound to be doing them. Half-term holiday camps running with Forest Approach in Hartley Whitney. These are forest school activities. Really, really popular, so they do book up super quickly. Code Ninjas dropped me a message this morning saying, we are running Easter holiday camps. We just haven't been able to publish them yet. In the past, they did robotics. They do scratch coding. They all do Python and Minecraft and Roblox coding camps. They're all. These are my children's favourite camps. If I give them a chance to doing one camp, this is the one that they'll always choose. It is really good fun and it's educational. It's one down at St Crispin's in Wokingham. There are the mini maker workshops running in Farnham. They're also doing a box, making a crossbow. They've got the scrappy races where you go and race the cars. And they're also doing stuff for adults as well. You can go and make picture frames or a, what was the one that I saw that I kind of chuckled at? It was a beer holder with the bottle opener on the side. I thought that's quite funny. And obviously you've got all the first aid courses that are running in Hook and Camberley. And then the outdoor projects will be back again doing their forest school holiday camps down in Crowthorne. Oh my goodness, it's quite a lot, isn't it?
There is a lot going on and lots of holiday camps and workshops. If you want to know more details about some of these, by the way, if you head to Karen's website, localfamily.events, it will give you more details on those because we can't mention everything, can we?
No, I've literally not even a 10%.
So let's look at some other ideas then we have for Easter.
Yeah, so these are the ideas that are kind of always there. They're not the one-off things that are just running for Easter. But check your local library. They do their construction clubs, which are all Lego-based. It's all free. They do so many free events at the libraries. We always forget, not just for renting books, but they do, your local one will probably have some Easter crafts and Easter activities and stuff for you to get the kids out of the house and go and have some fun. There is the clip and climbing courses, clip and climb sessions, and also the courses for climbing at Places Leisure. And they also have the family fun in the pool, the big inflatable assault course on the pool, all of that kind of stuff, and their roller skating discos and stuff. I took my eldest to Puzzlelogica in Bracknell for his birthday last week, and they did the Pharaoh escape room. That was just, I think, Crystal Maze, like balls running down.
Oh, what a great little idea.
It was a really, really good escape room. We've done a couple there. They're building an alien theme one at the moment.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. That is just like another level. I can't wait for that one to be finished. I want to go and book onto that one.
You're a big kid at heart.
I am. Yeah. Massive kid. Yes. But their escape rooms are really good. They are for the older children. So my son had just turned 15 and there was four of them that went in and did that. And it was amazing. And then we went upstairs to do their virtual reality one. So they did a virtual reality escape room and it was on like a pirate ship that was haunted and stuff. But they also do younger version virtual reality games up there. But it's a really good fun day out, you know. And it's indoors and it's for the older kids because there's not very much going on sometimes for the older kids, is there? There's the Gruffalo Activity Trail and the geocaching at Alice Holt. That is always open there. Then for the little ones, don't forget, if you've got a younger child, there is Places Leisure. I've got the soft play. They've all play there and also in Knapp Hill. There's the activity places, play and bounce sessions running in Places Leisure. There is the Total Little Tots Play Cafe, which is down in Yateley running the cricket club. Pirates Landing have got soft plays in Camberley and in Wokingham. And then Busy Lizzie in Camberley, they're running all through Easter with all their baby classes and antenatal classes. And yeah, don't forget to check out your events. And then we chat about what's coming up.
Yeah, you got some events coming up. Tell us.
These are things to put in your diary so that you've got something in the bag for further down the line. So the Labyrinth Challenge is going to be coming to the Mitchett, I think it's the Mitchett Community Centre, on the Maybank holiday, the first one. And this is a massive, massive inflatable course. I think it's 1,000-foot course. Loads of fun. Go and get your tickets for that before they sell out. Then very similar vein, Tough Nutters will be back at the second Maybank holiday, so over the whole May half term, and they will be at the Surrey Sports Park in Guildford. We did this last year. It was a really lovely day out. All four of the kids, so from 5 all the way up to 14, did it last year. It was exhausting. You've got an hour on there. That is more than enough to do an inflatable sort course. It's a lot harder than it looks, but they've got the teas and the coffees and the food and stuff on sale there, which made it quite a nice day out. And then further down the line, on the very last day of school, so the 19th of July, most schools break up at lunchtime on the 19th of July. You can head on down to the Queen Elizabeth Country Park, just off the A3, And they run a festival there. It's a bushcraft festival. It's called Stay Wild. We did it last year with a load of friends. So the kids finished at 1:00. And by 2:00, I had a nice glass of wine and the kids were running around at the festival while my husband pitched up the tent. But we did like archery, crossbow making, whittling with the knives, you know, bubbles. It was a really lovely weekend. The tickets for that, I think they were about £40 for 2 nights camping and 2 days of activities.
Bargain.
Which was nothing, is it, really?
No, exactly.
So get that into your diary.
Let's mention one other then. Saturday, 6th of July, Fleeton District Carnival, which is happening at Calthorne Park once again.
Oh, lovely.
Hopefully we'll be down there as well on that particular day, which is the first Saturday in July. So there you are.
Loads get it in your diary.
Loads of other events. And, of course, we've got Gig on the Green. I must mention this one, which is 29th, 30th of June as well in Yateley.
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
There you are.
I normally do the clear up for that.
There you are.
Scouts.
Fabulous. Karen, thank you very much indeed.
You're very welcome. I'll see you soon.
See you soon.